This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi there.
Fmuh.
Hi.
Fmuh.
Don and Mike, go home and get your shine box.
Thank you, Frank Vincent.
Billy Batts.
Let's start today by seeing if you can hear the fart that Paul Harvey makes on his radio show today.
Very good.
It's got that Luke, I am your father, MP3 internet sound to it. Robbie, where is the fart?
I think it's right before he says chicken. And remember, it's the new radio contest that's sweeping the country. Can you hear the fart?
Here we go.
Paul Harvey, news and comment.
And now, page 4, Smart Balance is celebrating its 10th anniversary. And chicken that lays a good egg has a perfect right.
That's not hard to hear at all.
Okay,
can we hear it again?
Of course.
Endlessly.
Paul Harvey, news and comment.
Right before chicken.
And now, page 4, Smart Balance is celebrating its 10th anniversary. And chicken that lays a good egg has a perfect right to cackle.
There it is.
Smart Balance was the first brand ever
to avoid trans fatty acids
naturally.
You can't hear him enough.
You want to go on the ride again, kids?
Yeah, I do.
Okay,
yeah, I want to ride it again.
Here we go.
Paul Harvey, news and comment.
And now, page 4, Smart Balance is celebrating its 10th anniversary. And chicken that lays a good egg has a perfect right to cackle. Smart Balance was the first brand ever to avoid trans fatty acids naturally.
Oh, goddamn.
I bought that product today, too.
Did you?
I did. That has nothing to do with what, you know, he probably wasn't eating it.
Who knows?
You kids want to ride one more time?
Of yes, course. Please. I can ride it 4 more times.
One more time on this ride. And then that's all for now.
Paul Harvey, news and comment.
And now, page 4, Smart Balance is celebrating its 10th anniversary. And chicken that lays a good egg has a perfect right to cackle.
Yes.
Smart Balance was the first brand ever to avoid trans fatty acids naturally.
That's right, the Duker again.
Thank you.
That is, I'm a grown man. I'm an older man now.
Yes, you are.
What is the deal? Am I supposed to be laughing
yes,
a child at that?
Yes.
I think my old man, God rest his soul, up until his 70s, was laughing at that. I still think it's the funniest thing in the world. I really do. That's just a guy, especially if he's doing it on the radio.
Yeah.
First time we heard Larry King, but this is better.
It's a creeper.
Because he really sounds like he lifted his leg.
His old man death fart. And it's right before he mentions a chicken product.
Oh, my God. That is just too good. I guess that's the last time you'll be playing it, right?
Well, at least in the opening 2 minutes of the show.
Okay.
All right.
Do you have any extra tokens that you want to cash in for one more ride?
Yeah, my dad gave me a couple more.
Okay, here you go.
All right.
Here's for all the kids from Connecticut. Put up your hands and scream real loud this time, kids. Here we go.
Paul Harvey, news and comment.
And now, page 4, Smart Balance is celebrating its 10th anniversary. And chicken that lays a good egg has a perfect right to cackle.
It gets louder every time.
All right,
and
there you go.
And he's pausing to think. It sounds like he's going to think, but he's not thinking. He's going, rip.
And now this.
Oh, God.
710 WOR. Real life. Real people. Real talk radio.
It's a rockin' show.
Show. This is Pauline Frommer. I'm joined today by Carolyn Spencer Brown of Cruise Critic. And as always, we are taking your questions, so please do call in. Wesley, you're live on the Travel Show.
Wesley.
Oh, ladies, I'm thoroughly enjoying the show today. I'm glad you're talking about cruising. I have a question about cold weather. I call it cold weather, Northern Atlantic cruising. I've traveled in many, many, many places. I love the idea of being on the ship. My wife doesn't like it so much because she throws up a lot.
Oh.
But we like to do the foot travel once the ship docks. We went to Italy. You were right about the area around the Vatican. There's not much to see there.
Right.
Except there's the Cathedral of Don Geronimo, which is near the Vatican. We've been to the island of Farfalotis off of Greece, which is very nice. You were just talking about mud. in the island, it's a very small island off of Crete.
And a very muddy one, you're saying?
Very muddy. They have the famous blowhole of Farfalotis, where it has a mud ring that you got to be careful not to fall into, but it blows mud. God.
My goodness. Either that's good for your vacation, or it spells a lot of laundry that you have to do.
Crack himself up.
So what is your question, Wesley? Wesley, do you have a question for us?
That's the first time in 30 years I've laughed during a phone call on the radio. Yeah, where can I cruise? Because I want to go where Grandma Spiewak was from. She's from Iceland, and when I was a boy, she used to sing melodies to me to put me to sleep that sounded something like...
Okay, well, Carolyn, you know what? We're going to put you on hold for a second, Wesley, and we're going to come back after this break, and Carolyn is going to attempt very seriously to try and answer your questions.
Wesley.
Okay.
It's a funny opening 5 minutes.
Hi, yourself.
Hello.
Thank you.
You know everybody.
You know.
You know.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
How about you, Reach?
A little too long, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, that was lame.
Don and Mike, go home and get your shine box.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Check with Paris Hilton, though.
Everybody can suck it.
And
what glorious goo.
Let's see, you should know if you're a lady. We love ladies on the show. Here's Stevie Wonder talking about the ladies who call our show.
Can I give me a C?
Here's Simon Cowell.
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
And then here is Oprah Winfrey.
I remember coming home once when my father says C's are not allowed in this house.
Right, and here's Fred Thompson.
Why do you?
I mean, anytime you mention the C word, you know, it causes concern.
And then we got a brand new one. Art Moore from the Regis and Kelly Show.
Ah. Art Moore.
Also discussing the C word.
Wow.
It's C. It's
C.
It's a, the C.
It's... He said it's the C.
No, it's not the C, Art. Okay.
We'll work on it.
The C. So, ladies.
Having said that, you are... with a capital C.
You're always invited to call. Now here's Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike!
Well, hi, everybody!
Hi, everybody. Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Right.
What about the vagina?
What about it? Hi.
Welcome.
Hi. Don and Mike Show.
The show's going to be...
Funny. Ronnie, show phone number, same as it was yesterday. Oh, and all of the C's, of course, they shop at...
See you at C-Mart.
See you there. Get it? See you there.
See you there.
Phone number, same as it was yesterday. 877-365-3636. Here we go. Into the deep end. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Knock, knock.
No.
It constitutes a joke.
Just like to say I'm taken away by your Hawaiian shirt today. It really tells a story. It's like Castaway. It's dreamy. It's the color. It's the style. Is it new?
You know what's funny about this shirt?
What's that?
You're the second person to comment on it.
Really?
It's a nice shirt.
I like it.
It's a Tommy Bahama shirt.
You know, you see a million shirts that are the Hawaiian print, but there's something about that shirt.
I'm glad you like it.
Why? Who else commented on it?
You bought it for me.
Did I really?
You bought it for me almost 2 years ago, when you forgot my birthday and you bought me a bunch of stuff. You bought me that iPod thing, and you went to a store and you bought me like five Tommy Bahama shirts.
God, I got great taste.
And put them in a box.
Well, that's why I like it, obviously.
Right. Yeah.
That's why I like it, because I picked it out.
That's why I thought it was funny.
Who else commented on the shirt?
Yeah. The boy.
You like it, Rob? It is a nice shirt.
It is.
It's beautiful.
God, it's a nice shirt.
It's beautiful.
Should have picked one up for myself.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
As I did whenever you got it for me.
Well, that's kind of an Alzheimer's moment, but, you know, I'm really glad you like it. And I'm glad I like it, too. And you know that I wasn't doing that because I bought it, either. I was just doing that because I was giving you a compliment. Jesus Christ.
And I know what you did, that at the time. Because it was one of the many times.
Many times I've forgotten
my birthday. Yeah. And you had run out, and you just picked stuff off the rack, good-looking stuff, and came right in with a box full of stuff.
That's good.
Thank you.
See, I make it right, at least, when I do forget things. So that is that's just kind of like very, very drift away, kind of. It's like I'm looking at a sunset.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
But it's not orange.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Speak with you.
What?
Hey, it's an honor to speak with you. I had to pull over my
can't understand
truck.
Why it would be difficult to understand him when he goes, it's an honor to speak with you. Go ahead, sir.
Your opening segment, I had to pull my truck over, so I didn't turn it over. Mm-hmm. I was laughing so hard. But the thing that hit me the first time when I was listening to when the fouling of the air would enter the airwaves was the hesitation. And my first thought was, he was thinking it's a shark. He's not quite sure whether he should let it go.
Everybody heard about the bird, bird is a word, bird is a word. Don't stop believing. He's gone.
Yeah. Oh, we chased him away.
He didn't stay in.
We're wasting our A material on him.
Sometimes there's just nothing to say.
It's our A game. Hello, Don and Mike show. What's up? Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike show, the show. You're listening that you're calling.
Why don't you turn the radio down right now?
I know it's confusing because you're listening to the show and you consciously dialed the number of the show.
Then you heard something that was not coming out at the same time as it was coming out of your radio, and you got confused. We're fine with that right now. It's the beginning part of the show. We're going to give you another chance here.
Hello.
And maybe we'll give you another chance with your bad cell phone, too.
How may we serve you, dumbass?
Yes, it's you, sir. Yes, go ahead.
Is he actually speaking to us or just listening to delay?
I think he's listening to delay.
Or is this somebody who's pushed the button again and doesn't know they've called?
I thought he said something to us at the beginning of the call, though.
Yeah, he did.
Hello, caller. It's you. Can you speak to us, please?
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, my God.
What is your freaking problem?
How stupid are you?
Where you been?
Hey, thanks, guys.
No, thanks.
No, don't make it thanks like we're the jerks of all time. We waited for almost 1 minute for you to process the fact that we were talking to you.
I'm very sorry.
You big hump.
He's sorry.
God, you turd. I swear to God.
Where do you get? Let me just, you know, much like I asked Simon about his process, let me ask, and I almost sounded like Lewis Black just there. Process. What about your process? Why so difficult to know we were talking to you?
And even now.
Or is he gone?
No, he's still there. Line's still open.
Sir, I'm asking you a question.
I can comment on his process. It's pick.
Are you still there?
Yeah, hold on. You're going to say pick and eat. Hold on a second. Yes, we're here. How may we help you?
Oh, I just wanted to thank you guys. I had a long commute last week, and I enjoyed listening to the show for a couple hours. And now I was really wondering how the whole smart balance thing worked out after the fart. I'm really interested in that product, and I wanted to hear more.
Wow.
This is totally unfair.
Are you all right?
This is totally unfair to us.
We have been trying to speak to you literally for the last 2 minutes.
We were curious about your process of why it took you so long to realize you were on the air. Why? Can you tell us, please? You, caller.
He's waiting to hear that on the air.
He is. He is.
Are you kidding me?
It must be it.
Are you kidding? Is this guy so dense he's going to listen to the radio now?
I guess. He's waiting for his radio to talk back to him.
Caller, are you there? Hello?
Now, you know what?
Yeah?
That's not fair. He just hung up.
Oh, my God.
Track him down.
Hey, Joe?
There ought to be a law.
Hey, Joey? Yes?
Hi, Joe?
Track him down, boy. Track him down and get him on a line.
Get him.
Track him down.
Yeah, we need some kind of explanation.
Put out the dragnet. That's why God invented caller ID. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, radio gods, the hell with that, get a rope. Hey, I knew why Paris got out. She was going to help OJ look for the real killers. And cricket.
What are you doing? You have two lines open, two cell phones you're speaking on with one, like underneath cars driving by in the island?
And it's always a guy like that, isn't it? A guy that wants to pile on and say,
yeah, he wants to distance himself from the other caller.
That other guy was a real dumbass.
Yeah.
So now let me say something incredibly inane.
Try this.
It's a guy in his own way attempting to throw us a life preserver.
The Don and Mike Show, hello. Except it's a brick.
Yeah. It's a brick and it takes
How's
us
it going,
to
guys?
Davy Jones' locker.
Hello, you're on the air. What's up?
That was a great sketch there with Paul Harvey, guys. Brilliant.
Sketch.
Thank you. Well, we spent all day writing it.
And we had to feed Paul Harvey. We had to feed him all this unpleasant food to cause that gas.
How may we serve you, valued listener?
That's
funny.
Valued listener, and then how about another hang-up?
He said piss off.
Yeah, he didn't take that one.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio God.
Don't forget, every one of these callers is a customer, guys.
Yeah, right. Yep, and the customer is always right.
A customer in the store of life.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, Don. I just wanted to let you know, because of you, all night last night, I kept thinking of stupid Shelley Long movies. And I came up with the conclusion that Hello Again is the worst, much worse than True Beverly Hills.
Could you speak up a little bit?
Hello Again.
Yeah, I can't. I'm having trouble hearing you. Can you speak up, please?
Louder.
Hello. Hello.
Now everyone's being very afraid.
Oh, my lady was wise to what was coming, I believe.
Hey, speaking of customer being always right. At the cemetery across the street right before the show.
Interesting segue.
The giant grocery store and cemetery. Uh-huh.
Where we always meet to have sex with underage girls before the show.
Very exciting.
And smoke cigarettes.
15 items or less line, conservatively, 40.
Oh, you're seriously saying
yes.
The grocery store that you referred to as the
cemetery.
I thought you were really talking about the cemetery that's down the road there.
No, I called that giant food store is the cemetery.
Ah.
And the elderly woman who was in front of me, I'm just ballparking here, but I would say 40 items.
40 items.
40 items and coupons for every single one.
Did you write a
check? It gets worse. And then at the very end of her little moment where the old lady in back of me was getting irate, which was great. I didn't have to do anything except sit there and smile. At the very end, she said, oh, it's the wrong coupon. She said, oh, I have the right one in the car. And you've never seen like eight people go, no, no. And she turned around and she looked at everybody and she went, what? And right in the front tooth was completely gone. There was a big gap hole there. What?
You know, I used to be in the grocery game some years ago, and it's in the Safeway handbook. I don't know if it's the same at Giant. You're not allowed to tell customers they're in the wrong line. You're not allowed to steer them.
Oh, anyway. I knew that. Yeah, of course.
So there's nothing you can do on the Safeway or Giant.
I feel that I must now because Janet's my girlfriend. I must stand up for those people that annoy us with coupons.
Mm-hmm. I'm not against coupons.
No, hold on. No. They slow down the line.
They slow it down, but there was one lady that saved like 40 bucks one time, and I was actually impressed.
Janet does it the way that if you're behind her in line, forget it, find a new line. A line, I said that like
line.
Like Dick Enberg. She is like one of those manic ladies on TV where she scours the Sunday papers, clips, waits until an item is like two for one,
right.
Double sale, will go buy in bulk, come home with bags and bags and bags and say, you know, I saved something like $117 today.
Yeah, but will she go on the express line with her coupons?
No, no.
Yeah, that, see, that's the thing. That's a violation.
Yeah.
That's an enormous violation.
It's not express.
Not only to bring more items than you're supposed to, but then to do your coupon clipping and then reach into that little change purse.
Here's the thing, and it's probably the snob in me.
Yeah.
I've got to admit, when I've been in line at the grocery store, in a regular line, and a house frau, a gal pulls out a million coupons, I sit there and I go, Christ, honey, how important can it be to save 15 cents off a bar of soap?
Yeah, but you had the same attitude when you were eating, you know, peanut butter and bologna like me, right? I mean, I never wanted coupons anyway.
No.
Right. I mean, coupons are, jeez.
But I got to tell you, I can't tell you how many times Janet has come home and said, do you know how much this shampoo costs?
And it pleases you.
And yeah, because I say, how much did it cost? She said, absolutely nothing.
Wow.
Because there was some rebate. Well, some double coupon, some special sale that they were
having.
They
pay all this money to do this, and the thing is, the lady at Target in this same town, right across the street, in back of the Cemetery Giant, was doing it one day, and she was a younger woman, and she saved like $36 to $46. Yeah. It was some amazing amount, and that's the first time I kind of became aware of coupons being a pretty good deal.
Is it a feminine chromosome thing? Because
yes.
I don't know guys that
I
do
think
it.
So. No.
Girls love shopping.
I wonder if gay men do it.
Of course they do, Mike.
I bet gay men coupon clip.
Well, let's ask Matt.
Gay.
Ask Matt. Matt the Pole.
Yeah, there was lots of discussion. I need to tell you about my weekend.
I know.
Lots of discussion. I can make this quick. Lots of discussion over the weekend about coupons because we went to Pennsylvania for Jan's brother's 50th birthday.
Did you bring a tourism coupon?
They were all talking about how they enjoy cutting. God damn, we went to this place on Saturday night for his birthday dinner that was like a hunting lodge slash...
Like log cabin-y kind of
like,
place?
Like haunted mansion type place.
Oh, that sounds neat.
That apparently only opens 3 or 4 weekends during the summer, and it's like a real clandestine thing where they call you and say, we'll be serving on Saturday, but only a certain amount of people.
Right. So it's kind of an exclusive place? Is it kind of a... Well, do you have to be a member?
It was a touch of deliverance to it.
Really?
Yeah.
So it was actually kind of backwoods.
Mm-hmm.
But it's obviously some sort. Is it a secret society, like a lodge?
Yeah, and it's like a little hidden restaurant, and it was a nice, very nice time. Mm-hmm. At dinner, all the ladies started talking about coupons, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
We had a nice time at dinner on Saturday night. Here's what I wanted to mention to you where it got dicey. So... we're in Pennsylvania, and we're about an hour away from the racetrack where the NASCAR race is going to be this past Sunday.
Okay.
I went to this race last year at the Poconos with Janet.
Oh, you talked about it. Is that the one you talked about where you had the really cool seats?
I think that was Dover, but yeah, we went to 2 races last year.
Mm-hmm.
So on Sunday morning, the thought was, we're in Pennsylvania, we're going to get up, and we're going to go to shoot over to the racetrack.
Oh, very cool.
We're staying in a hotel about 15 minutes from where Janet's brother lives, right next to our hotel, because we only stay in the finest places, adjacent to it is a Perkins.
Perkins cake and
Perkins
steak.
Is like a Denny's, only with better pie.
Right. Yeah, they're famous for the desserts, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And only the finest people go there, myself included.
They sell their pies. They sell whole pies there.
Yeah.
So we got up on Sunday morning because I bowed out a little early on Saturday night. I'm not a night owl. I said, how about Sunday morning we get up, I'll take you guys all to breakfast, and then we're going to hit the road to go to the race. Janet and I were. So we get up on Sunday morning, and I kept nudging her, like, come on, call your brother. She's like, it's 7 o'clock. It's too early to call him. Meanwhile, down in the lobby of our hotel.
She's right about that, though, isn't she? I mean, you would agree that she has a good point on a Sunday morning.
Of course she is, but here's my thing. And it was spontaneous on my part to say.
You rooster, you.
It was spontaneous on my part to say, let's go to the race. Because when I went downstairs to the lobby of the hotel to get coffee on Sunday morning,
right.
I noticed that, of course, besides all the giant, you know, welcome race fans.
Right.
Coors Light paraphernalia they had out. There were people that were checking out, getting ready to go to the racetrack already.
And that made you feel the urgency.
Right. So I got upstairs and I said, you know, come on, you know, we don't really even have tickets yet. I can make a call, but gosh, we really got to hit the road. And she said, you can't be rude to Tom. You know, you're the one that invited them to breakfast. Uh-huh. I said, well, that was before I figured out.
Did you have any alcohol before you invited them to breakfast?
Yeah.
That's a drunk.
A lot.
That's a drunk invite.
A lot.
We do that. We both do that. It's the worst thing in the world. The drunk invite that you regret moments after you wake up the next morning.
Didn't mean it.
At least I'll say this. I do have the balls, the moral compass to at least, if I really didn't mean it, fess up to it.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, when my brother was here a couple of weeks ago, I said to him on that Friday night when we were sitting around the kitchen table just getting drunk and drinking cigars, I said to something like, you know, you should really come back out here with your kids. And he said he couldn't afford it. And I said, like, oh, I'll pay for it. You're my brother. What the hell? Well, he called me up the next day.
Oh,
and he
did
said,
did you mean that?
Yeah. And he said, did you mean that? And I had no problem saying no. No, I didn't.
I didn't mean it at all.
That's nice.
Well, I can say that he's my brother.
Right.
One trip a year, right? Is it one trip a year that you're looking for? Or is that even acceptable? Or would that be a drunken offer as well?
Oh, no. He's welcome anytime.
Anytime.
I just didn't really want to.
You're not going to fly the whole family.
Fly them all out.
Yeah. That's fair,
so
too.
It's Sunday morning, and I've decided we're going to go to the race. So there's a Perkins right next to our hotel.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that would probably be most convenient.
Yep.
They can swing down here. We have breakfast, and then, boom, we're on 85, and boom, we're right there.
Right.
She said, okay, I'll call and see. She called, and she said, no, there was a local place they wanted to go to because they thought a place like Perkins would be jammed with race fans.
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay, fair enough. This is 8:30 Sunday morning. They said, why don't you come on over at 9 o'clock? So I was still down with the plan.
What time is your race? What time does your race hit?
1:30.
1:30?
Ah.
1:30.
You're kind of going out of your mind.
So it's 9 o'clock, and we get to their house, and Janet's brother is up, and he's got his coffee. He's like, good morning. We say, where's your wife? He says, oh, she just got in the shower.
Yeah. Sleepers. It's a family of sleepers.
Just got in the shower. So we sat, and we watched a little TV, and we chatted with their son, and had some coffee, and looked at his shrunken heads, and some of his
shrunken
lizards.
Heads again.
He's got a bunch of iguanas and new lizards and stuff.
Right.
And his cage is downstairs.
Not attacked you, I hope.
No, and, you know, I was sneaking to look at my watch the entire time, you know. And at one point, Janet just looked up at me and just mouthed the words, you
okay,
know.
So the plan is still to go out to breakfast?
Yes. It's now 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
By the time Tom's wife is ready, she comes down and she says, I am ready to go to breakfast. And I said, fantastic. Where is this place that we're going to, this local place?
Uh-huh.
She said, you know, I was thinking about it, and I thought, why don't we just go to Perkins?
Oh.
I swear to God.
Oh. Pixie.
Why don't we just go to Perkins?
Oh, God.
So in my mind, now they don't know that I'm planning on splitting and going to the race.
They're not
aware
of your race plans.
I've mentioned this, but I've thrown it out there. So
kind of goes in one ear and out the other.
So you know, meanwhile, I'm just thinking, okay, Perkins is 15 minutes away. We left our hotel at 8:40.
Are you going in the direction of the race?
No,
going to their house?
We're going the opposite way now to go back to Perkins.
Yeah.
So we get in the car, and lo and behold, their little boy, Janet's nephew, Damon, he jumps in my car. He's a nice little boy. We like him a lot. We go, okay, Damon will ride with us, and we'll see you guys at Perkins. Uh-huh. So we get in the car, and we go to Perkins, and it's by now 10:30 on Sunday morning.
Right.
And at this point, all thoughts of going to the race are gone. As soon as I walk into Perkins and see the line of people who have apparently all either graduated high school, college, been to a funeral or
what
a
What time
wedding.
Are you walking into Perkins?
10:30 a.m.
Oh,
yeah,
God. I mean, you might as well just have picked it. That's
so
it.
So we, after church crowd. We wait. We get the table. We get yet another cup of coffee. And we look at the menus, and gosh, if it's 30 minutes later and Tom and Kim, well, they've not made it down yet.
Still not there. Oh, really?
they're not there yet.
And they're not at the restaurant yet?
They're not there. And
do they do the same thing that she does?
No.
As far as time?
It turns out they had a problem with their car. Okay. They had a problem with their car.
All right.
Now, they didn't call to tell us, and we didn't know. So we are sitting there, and I was just fuming, you know,
right
inside.
Losing daylight.
Because it's like, oh, my God, it's now 11 o'clock. Right. I said to Jen, well, forget the race. You know, we'll be lucky if we get home now at 3 o'clock. At that moment, I see her brother walk past the window, and I say, okay, thank God they're here.
They're here.
They're here.
Yay.
We sit, we wait, and I ask you not, it is 5 full minutes. I said, what is going on? I am positive I saw your brother walk outside.
Yeah.
Janet said, maybe it's not him. Let me call him. So she calls his cell. He's out front waiting for us.
Oh, that's very nice.
No, he's like where you
where
you wait for a table.
You've got a table already, though, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you're waiting to order.
Well, he had asked for...
You've been waiting to order for a half an hour.
I think he had asked for... the table, I guess, was under my name.
Right.
And he had, I think, asked for Janet's table.
Gotcha.
And they said to him, we'll get right back to you.
Yeah.
And with the parade of the elderly and the infirmed that were coming in, he couldn't make it.
Do they take your name, write it down, and then hand you a card with the celebrity's name on it like they do at the IHOP in Manassas?
No, you just go sit on a bench.
It's the greatest thing in the world.
So then they call you by the celebrity name?
George Clooney!
That's funny.
Sandra Bullock! So
did he think that after a half hour of car trouble, somehow he still beat you there?
Oh, no. No, listen, the problem is he got to the front.
Oh, okay.
And he said, I got someone in there, and they said, we're so crowded, you can't just walk around. What's the name? And he said, my sister's name, Janet. And they said, well, we don't see anybody like that. We'll see if we can find her.
Right. So they're searching for somebody by their first name.
It's the world's largest Perkins, apparently.
It's a CF, though, what it is.
So they finally find him, and they wheel him in, and we have our meal.
Uh-huh.
And
what time do you wrap up the meal?
11:40. 11:40.
Not that you were clock watching at all.
Not at all. And it was very nice, and we got in the car.
Well, how long would it take you to get to the race?
Yeah. Well, this is where I said to Janet, you know what? What the hell? This is what being spontaneous is all about.
Amen.
Man.
Good, good, good.
Let's go. It lasted exactly 10 minutes.
Wow.
Until I got out on the interstate. And it was like going to a Redskins game times 1,000.
Oh.
We got exactly 10 miles until we saw nothing but cars. And there was a thing saying on the road saying, turn your radio to whatever for traffic information.
About the race?
Welcome to NASCAR Pocono Radio on AM 1710.
No. Uh-huh.
There is currently a 16-mile backup waiting to get into Racetrack Road.
Forget that.
So they're like, screw this noise.
Popular up there.
Goddamn.
Popular wherever it goes.
So there's really no point to that story.
I understand, though. It's
I just threw it out there, Mike.
Well, you didn't have any meltdowns, and you kept your composure because you were with her family.
No, and nobody's fault but my own. Nobody knew that I wanted to get up and go to this race.
Go to the race.
Mm-hmm. But Perkins should have been the first place we picked.
That's true.
Yeah.
You called it right away. That would have been and if you had gone into the Perkins at 7:30 instead of 10:30, you would have gotten right in there with no waiting.
But not to mention, when we arrived there on Saturday, I knew that dinner was going to be at 5 or 5:30. But Janet got hungry at about 3 and said, I really want something to eat. And I said, I'm sure dinner is really soon. You should probably just get something light.
Yeah.
Well, she said, I'm sure dinner is later. So she went to a restaurant and ordered a full side of ribs or something. And seriously, came back to the room and said, here, I went and got all this food.
Right.
I said, call your sister, because by now it was 4 o'clock.
And what was dinner? What time was dinner, sir?
5 o'clock. 5 o'clock.
Miscalculation.
Right.
You know, one of the great things about this country, though, is that we vacation at the same time.
Yes.
We get up and go to work at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
We come home from work at the same time. And we eat at the exact same time. They don't do that in other countries. You know, I found that out. In my extensive world travels, I have found, and nobody eats at the same time more than on Saturday and Sunday morning, where you go in and you see the rows of people
I normally
that are just
do not.
Staring forward with their mouths agape
And I don't either unless I got my kids. Right, and then I like to take the kids out
every
to
once in a while.
So anyway, that was the weekend. But don't get me wrong about Jan. My God, what a saint she is. You know what she's doing right now?
What now?
This is very attractive, what I'm going to discuss now. Black mold.
Mm. Black mold.
Hello there. Black mold.
Hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
Yeah, that's what we've got. There was a leak.
Yes.
Somewhere in the house.
Water, right?
And it was one of those things that if we hadn't looked in this particular room to look for something, mm-hmm. we never would have known it. They went in. Immediately they treat the situation like they put on the hazmat suit.
Yeah. DEFCON 4.
It's deadly stuff.
Send out the people to test, and they're cutting holes in the mm-hmm. wall. And Jesus
well,
Christ,
go,
what
you,
a mess.
You know, here's the deal. I've had a little run-in with this down in Florida.
Sure.
You say, Buzz, it's deadly stuff, and Don, I know they tell you it's deadly stuff, but it's one of these deals where, in my heart of hearts, I believe they're telling us it's deadly stuff. Because
but you don't believe
there's
it?
I think there's a big industry in it. I really, really
well,
do.
Well, Mike, let me dumb it down for you the way I understand it. And Janet's been the point person on this. Uh-huh. But the way I see it is they found spots with mold, they come in, mm-hmm. and they cut, like, holes in the wall.
Yep.
And they take out tiles in the bathroom floor.
Right.
And then you replace them. And that's pretty much it.
That's See, true. Down there, they'll tell.
I mean, I know there's more to it than right. that.
Right. Well, I know but... that they've told some older people down in Florida that I know, you know, that you have to have all the drywall removed. And if there's any trace of it. And when I had my flood down there, they came out and, you know, somebody warned me about it. They said if they get in there, you're going to pay like triple and quadruple what like a normal contractor would pay. So when they were like drying my house out with fans and stuff and dehumidifiers.
They're doing that right now in my house. Right.
I kicked them out and like went to the Home Depot. So I might be breathing stuff that's going to kill me in the long run. But that's why I asked you right away, and you said there was just a few small sections where they were.
It flips me out, but I mean, like 48-inch sections. There's one that was on the inside of a wall, so you can take out both sides of the wall, and one behind a vanity in the
gets
bathroom.
Gets into the drywall. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. There. And the coolest thing is they've put up. The coolest thing is they put up crime scene tape.
Uh-huh. You sound like the elderly neighbor I have.
No.
It stays there, and then hands come out and grab your testicles, and eventually it'll peel your flesh off.
It does give off spores that you breathe, and that can be
allegedly.
Deadly. And that's why I think Ed McMahon, for example, had a huge lawsuit that went on for years.
Can I really gross you out about
yes,
this?
Yes, go ahead. Yes.
When they were looking inside this spot with the mold, and I guess it was a pipe that froze or a leak in a pipe mm-hmm. that went unnoticed, there actually were, when they peeled off a little bit of the floorboard, you could see mushrooms growing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Inside my freaking house.
Nice. And they give off spores.
Yeah, and now there's like... there's like crime scene tape.
You're
saying,
them.
You know, they've blocked it off, saying don't go into this room, don't go into this room.
I know that like there have been stories about mold hurting people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the other thing that's really groovy, and I turned this down mm-hmm. because I'm a righteous broadcaster. The people that are involved in this said if I gave them a plug on the air, that they would sweeten the price for me.
That's nice.
I've never heard of that.
And I said you. Oh, I've never heard you give a plug for anything like that.
I have never given.
Did
a
you
plug.
Slip that by?
Jesus Christ!
Because that's expensive, man. Yeah. That's like $4,000 to fix this thing.
Is it? Yeah, yeah, it's pricey stuff. Yeah.
$4,000.
You know, yeah. Buzz has mushrooms growing in his house.
They're not black.
No, and they're magical.
And the spores they give off make him feel happier.
He likes it.
Not deadly.
Happy mushrooms. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah. I was going to say, next time Don might have a point there. That was a lovely story, and it was very detailed about the whatever. But tell him next time, have a point.
Hey, dumbass. First off, it's me.
Hey, here's Mr. Bright Guy that's so smart he doesn't even know. Oh, is he hanging up now?
No, he's still there.
I'm not hanging up.
Well, first off, it's me. I mean, if you want to insult me, at least recognize that you're talking to me.
Well, I'm just saying, it was a lovely story, and it was very detailed, and it went nowhere.
Yeah, well, just like your phone call. Listen, that's what the show is built on, my friend. If you don't like it, take the knob
no,
and shove
not.
It up your
you
butt.
You get a
lot of good stories and a lot of good points. This one went nowhere.
Well, you know, I can understand why that frustrates you about people going nowhere, because we all know that your mother went all the way.
And I
with everybody.
I disagree, and I'll be very honest with your stupid ass right now. What you don't understand, on a story that doesn't seem to have an immediate comedic appeal to you, lots of people, unlike you, who have relationships, can relate to a man talking about how incessant time stops screw up a schedule.
Yeah,
that's what I was
speaking. Are you okay? Did you just suck in a Slurpee and have a brain freeze, or what's going on?
Now, what do you do for a living? What do you do?
I'm stumbling because, wow, you've got me back in the defensive crouch.
What do you do for a living, sir?
I'm a financial consultant.
Now, why do you call to bust balls with disc jockeys?
Are you not getting enough?
Hold on. I'm not finished. Wait. I am not finished with my question. If you don't want to get hung up on, then you're going to have to wait till I finish my question.
You guys never hang up. So if you're going to hang up on me, go ahead.
And if you're going to be one of these guys that says, hey, you guys always tool on stuff, so why can't I tool on you? I just gave you the honest explanation. I knew that wasn't a funny story. Dude, I say stuff on the radio so people can relate to it.
Right.
You could not relate to that. Tough ass for you.
Yeah, don't you think you're being a little selfish there, pal?
No. You just set such high standards. We always
Well, you're being selfish again. Who are you to judge our standards?
How very subjective of you.
I mean, really, who are you to judge what our standards are?
I mean, I'm not upset that you didn't like what I had to say, but then when I explained to you what I was saying, still, hey, what the frick? Who cares?
I think you're slipping in your old age. You're trying to defend something that has no defense. And
I don't think he was trying to defend it at all.
You guys have never hung up in the past on anybody. You always hold on until the other person hangs up. And now you're saying, if you don't want to get hung up, well, hang up on me.
I tell you what, perhaps I am getting tired of in my old age, seriously, is talking to absolute, and I mean this seriously, not as a put down, retarded people who want to call and get into verbal sparring matches. That does weigh on me a bit. It really does.
And I'm curious. I always like to know why.
Just calling to say next time have a point, and if y'all are mildly retarded, then maybe I'm mildly retarded for listening to you, too.
I believe you are.
Yeah, but you can't tear yourself away, can you?
Yeah, actually, I was going to change.
No, you weren't. If we're going to allow you to bust our balls, you have to be honest. Come on.
You know what? I listen to you guys like once every blue moon.
Oh,
and I think
BS.
Hold on, stop it. If you only listened once in a blue moon, how did you know the incredibly high standard we have that we violated today?
I used to listen to you a long time ago when you were coherent and you had points to what you were doing.
You didn't say that at the beginning. You contradicted yourself.
You contradicted yourself.
No, you completely contradicted
yourself.
Here is
the point.
I don't think you're going to wrangle me in like you got do all these.
Buddy? We could wrangle you in
with our pinky fingers because you are
so easy to wrangle. You're already getting angrier than we are.
And there's the first.
Wrangle. How do you spell wrangle?
You know, you are already getting angrier than we are, and now you're asking us to spell. You're angry.
How do you spell wrangle?
You're angry.
This is a very bad phone call. What was the point of this phone call?
You're angry. Why? You know what?
Entertaining than any of your story was.
No. The deal is,
loving this right now.
You are angry.
Back to you.
You are angry.
Hold on. This is really part of it. Do you really think that the audience is perceiving that you're standing up to me, the big bully, and that you're giving it to me? Is that really what you think?
Stand up to the big bully. I just offered some critique that was the most boring story in the world, and it wasn't having a point. You're making this into me being a bully and getting mad.
I don't think Don said you're a bully. You're not listening.
Are you the man?
You're not listening.
I explained to you.
He didn't say that you were the bully, pal. He said that you're making him out to be the bully. You didn't listen.
Oh, I'm sorry I didn't listen.
You didn't. No, you're not.
That is a problem.
That is
a problem.
Boring.
I'm really sorry that I told a story that took 5 minutes out that didn't have some crazy, zany conclusion for you. Are you okay with that? I'm okay with it.
I appreciate your apology because, yeah, it was boring, and I'll never get those 10 minutes back again in my life.
I didn't apologize.
I'm so upset about that.
But you know what? You're going to continue. You are going to continue to listen because you're addicted to the show.
No, actually, I'm going to turn it off as soon as I'm done with
I guarantee that's not going to happen.
Tell me something.
There's no way of proving it, but I guarantee it.
Tell me something. Where was I going to the race at?
Say what?
Where was I going to the NASCAR race at?
I don't know. I got numb when you start.
You don't remember.
You don't remember. Place.
So
it
you
was
don't.
In
you
California.
Don't. Yeah, that's where it's California. So it bothered you so much you couldn't retain any of it.
Oh, it was painful.
Really? Did it hurt as much as that time your mom?
You right down to the mom card, huh? Well, do what you gotta do. It's not gonna get me.
Do it. It is already bothering you.
What are you going to the mom card for?
It is already bothering you. The whole call. That's the thing that's interesting. Is the whole call has bothered you? And here's the thing. We get lots of these calls.
Dude. Listen. Very seriously. I don't know how old you are. I don't like saying this all the time because it makes us sound like old farts. I'm 48, and I'm tired of dealing with douchebags like you. I'm tired of dealing with douchebags like you who want to call and verbally spar and feel they have the upper hand. You don't like the show? Stick it in a radio and go in a bathtub and electrocute yourself. Otherwise,
Wait, I'm writing that down. What was it? It's take a radio.
Then go in the bathtub and plug it in.
Plug it in. Do you plug it in before it's in the water or after?
Now, would you like an opportunity to do 4 hours of radio yourself someday, sir?
Yeah, I think that'd be kind of fun. I think it would be a hard job.
I'm going to give you an offer here.
Well, sure.
If we were to give you, without putting us down, because otherwise you'll forfeit your time, but just to be funny on your own, tell a story.
Story. Wait. Time out.
Everybody's got a funny story, right?
Sure,
I mean, everybody's got a
radio. Oh, I got plenty. But doing 4 hours of radio and being funny. Now, go back to the beginning of my conversation.
Wait. No, you are not setting the. Hold on a second. You are not. You are not setting the agenda here. You are not setting the. I'm going to ask you.
Okay,
do you think you could handle?
Wow.
Do you think you could handle 60 seconds on your own?
No way you could.
Do you think you could handle 60 without putting us down? Because if you do that, we're going to cut you off. I'm talking 60 seconds of radio time to be amusing. Just be entertaining. Not even amusing, just be interesting.
Ready?
Could you handle it?
Your profession is a radio.
You can't, can you?
Hold on.
You topped out because you're a pussy.
Wait.
I'm asking you yes or no. You have a yes or no chance right now.
I could do a better job. I said what you're doing is a piss poor job.
I didn't say.
I could do a better
Hold on a second. You're great at interrupting. But I didn't ask you if you could do a better job. I said, could you be entertaining and interesting for 60 seconds? I didn't ask you if you could do a better job.
Yes or no? Yes or no?
Yes.
Go.
Oh, not right now. No.
Oh, not right now. No.
It's not convenient.
I wasn't calling to do a 60-second bit.
Yeah, of course you couldn't. You don't have the balls.
There you go again, trying to turn things around.
You don't have the balls. You don't have the balls.
You don't understand the difference between funny and interesting. You don't understand the first thing about broadcasting. I'll tell you the only thing that I can guarantee you will do is continue to listen to this show religiously.
You are totally wrong. I'll be tuning it out immediately after this.
And just remember, when you tune it out, remember, you didn't have the balls to even take 60 seconds to even try to, because you're not an interesting guy.
You can't get to me. I don't care.
You cannot get to me either.
Talk about my mom again. I don't care. Go ahead. It's funny.
Yeah, but you do care.
You do. You care desperately.
Don't.
You don't care about. You don't care about.
I don't care.
You don't care about your mother.
Hey, you can't.
Oh, did I get you there? Did I get the processing? Did you just have a brain freeze? Did you have a brain freeze, buddy?
What? You're not going there? Did I just hear that? I'm not going there?
After your mom, you can't be here now. Wow, you better quit radio. 48, you're done, brother. Over the hill.
You've gone back to that again now, the old card. You're pulling that out now.
I'm the one that said that. I'm tired of dealing with douchebags like you. God, I don't have to prove anything. I don't have to prove anything to you. Screw off. Open your mouth. Look up the word coprophilia. You douchebag.
He was angry from the beginning.
This just in. Black mold. Severe exposure to black mold can cause internal bleeding, kidney failure, pulmonary emphysema, and severe liver damage.
See?
But that's okay, Mike, because your liver's in good shape.
But I didn't get to go to the race.
Are you effing with me about the mold thing now after that? That's good timing, fat ass.
That's really great timing, Rob. Sit down. Race.
Jesus.
If we had just gone to Perkins.
God almighty. Good timing, brother. Brilliant, Rob. That's good. Rob, just for future reference, not always the best time after we've had a caller like that. Okay?
Right, because I'm getting too old for this bike.
You would be both, Dodd.
I'm getting too old to be fighting with idiots on the radio.
I just don't know if I can handle it. Then we get our own junior G-man that while we're fighting, he's making a call about black mold. And that's the first time I really got pissed off. Jesus. Wow. Rob, I'm going to take a time. I'm going to wait in the future. I'll take a time when you've got that opportunity.
And I'm sorry that I reacted that way to that caller. That was simply a wake-up call because, as you know, in the pre-show, that entire story killed. It killed with nonstop laughter.
The test audience.
Loved it.
The test audience loved it. The test audience of the people from the giant food that we had. There were two of them that didn't care for it. The rest of them that were under the age of 50.
Jesus Christ, you tool. Who do you think I am? David Chase? F off.
If you were David Chase, you'd be in the south of France.
Right.
Granting one interview.
Okay.
To a Newark newspaper.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, that's a good start to today's show.
Yeah. Yes, we've got our blood flowing, our blood boiling. We're all set to go.
We'll come back and we will. Oh, I know who's next. Double B, right?
Right.
Bob Barker. The real Bob Barker.
Yay.
Oh, boy.
From maybe the last time.
Oh.
Well, you know what I mean. He's not going to be hosting the show beyond this next week.
I'm going to try to get him to say something nice. You know, something that we can preserve for posterity.
What we've got?
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
That's really all we need, but I just kind of wanted to get something else from him. Like what Art Fleming did. Don and Mike.
We're a couple of losers. I like the fact that Bob likes us.
Yeah, he does. I'm excited about
Bob
this.
Bob likes us.
A great television veteran.
You think maybe he would say, hi, Don and Mike, this is Bob Barker. Even though I've passed on, I'm still a fan of your show.
Even though I am no longer here, I still love you.
But why was that story so boring?
Please try to be more interesting, Don and Mike.
Write it. Right. I've written it down. Got it. Try to be better. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay. Ouch. God, my butt is bleeding from that last caller.
Can you imagine if Bob Barker was going to play Plinko, bring somebody up on stage, and somebody says to Bob Barker, hey, Bob, that last game you played, I thought that really sucked.
And
I really hated that.
You know, I'm tired of hiding about the fact that I'm 48 years old. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. A lot of people listening to the show are 48.
Right.
And I think as a group, we're tired of being told that we're too old. Listen, I am getting too old for this, for screaming with guys that got an IQ smaller than my waist size.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, F off all of you. God damn.
Hey,
you know, like it? I've already announced I'll be gone soon enough. I'll be out of your lives. But until then, hang on every freaking word.
Come on, I'm a financial advisor.
Please.
Sure, I lost all of my clients' fortunes. Who can I take it out on? Did he really think that was funny? I'm going to call him.
No, I'm just calling you guys out, man. Mm-hmm. I'm just calling you guys out, man.
And then I get, good argument, guys. Black mold can really kill you, Mike. Here's what exactly can happen. Jesus! What's wrong with people?
You still believe in God, Buzz?
Not so much.
There, that just calmed everything down.
All right, we'll be back with the great Bob Barker.
This is the Don and Mike Show.